So, for context, for everyone watching the video, today's the day the Trump balloon goes up in London. So in London, there's a huge anti-Trump demonstration.
Right.
Because Trump's visiting.
Right.
And they wanted to put up a huge blimp of Trump as a baby. And a lot of people were saying it's not constitutional, like, why would you do that to the American president, da 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 da.
Yeah.
And Sadiq Khan, the London mayor.
Sadiq Khan.
Because he's so anti-Trump, he provoked them and endorsed them to put up a huge balloon of Trump through London. And there was a big debate about it on the news saying, would you have endorsed him to put up a big balloon of a black Barack Obama or you as a pig because you're Muslim or anything?
Right.
He's like, I believe in freedom of speech. And some complete garbage.
Yeah,
he hates Trump.
Yeah.
These people are fucking idiots. The fact that they think that protesting and marching through a street is going to somehow, one, affect anything, firstly. And secondly, as if the president changes, their life's going
to
be any better.
Here's the deal, and this is actually a good point. This ties into something. The energy you give to something, you give yourself over to, right? So if you give yourself over to being a cuck, you're going to become a cuck. If you give yourself over to hating Trump, your hate is not going to end him. Your hate is not going to take away his billions, his hot-ass fucking wife, or his presidency. So people spend this energy invested in other people. We have tons of haters online.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect us. It legitimately doesn't. As a matter of fact, it provides entertainment. But it ruins their life because all the energy they're spending hating on us
absolutely
could be spent on banging girls and making money, which is what we do. And this leads me into the question, how does a G bang multiple girls in one day? He's legitimately, hand to God, fucked four girls today. And it's 2:30, motherfucker.
The key is, for me personally, is, and you know, it's not easy, but I don't sleep. I split my nights up. So usually what happens is you fuck. Every man wants to fall asleep after he fucks. You fall asleep and that's the end of the night. I somehow find the mental fortitude to bang, chill there for like an hour, hour and a half so I'm not too rude. Get up, say I got work to do, and disappear somewhere else. Because if you have a harem of girls, they all want to see you, especially at night. That's my
number. They know that you're out with another girl.
They know you're out having fun, and they want to be the one you come back to.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually my number one problem. During the day, I can be fucking free all day. When the night falls, all my girls start being like, "You're staying with me tonight. You're staying with me tonight." All of them. Right. And they check my Instagram story. I'm in the club, and I got other hoes. Like, please stay with me. And if I don't stay with them, they're a bit like, "Oh, I know he went. I know he didn't go home alone.
Exactly.
I know he's somewhere." So now I'm at a level now where I'm just like, "Okay, yeah, I'll be there. I'm gonna be late. I'll be there." I got fucking messages on this phone right now. It's like, "I'm not gonna be here till 8. She's like, "You're out till 8. I was like, "Yeah, I'm out till 8. I've got them scheduled in 2-hour slots. Just fucking deal with it quick. Da, da, da. So I kind of half sleep.
But physically, though, if you know you're going to fuck multiple girls, because you know, like, if you pull a chick, like my chick last night, this morning, whatever, like, I know that I wasn't going to go bang another girl because the night was over.
Yeah.
So you can put that energy into it. But do you, like, not go as long with them when you're banging them? I mean, how?
I don't know. You know, with these girls, a lot of them, I've been with them so long, like, some of them especially.
It's not like you have to spend an hour piping them out.
Nah, exactly. And you can do it right within 20 minutes anyway. But I've been with them so long, where I'll literally just walk in, I'll be tired as fuck, I'll say, "Viv, suck this." I'll half fall asleep. I don't care if it takes her half an hour to get hard. I don't give a fuck. I've known her for ages. It's not like I'm trying to impress or nothing.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Whatever. So I'll do what I've got to do. But basically, yeah, I just fucking slot them all in because that makes my life so much easier for the following days. So much easier. So I just what I gotta do, what I gotta do. So that's what it is. That's how you do it. Don't sleep. If you have multiple hoes, they're like, "Oh, you're coming home to me tonight." I've had that loads of times. People say to me, "What do I do if I have two girls that both ask me to come home?" It's like, fuck them both. What the fuck you mean? Tell one of them you got something really important to do. You got lots of work to do. Blah 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 blah. You got to leave at 4 a.m. Make up some bullshit. Tell the other one you're out in the club till 4 a.m. Bam. Double solution.
So really, it's about scheduling.
It's about scheduling and not falling asleep after you jizz, which is what every man wants to do. We're all like, "Oh, I want to go to sleep now."
The key is as soon as you jizz, to actually like sit up or not lay down.
Yeah, lay down, you're done. Absolutely.
You're fucking done. So that is the key to fucking multiple girls.
And not day. That any of the people in the Trump rally are ever going to need this information. I'm talking about the Trump rally. These fucking dorks. Man, it pissed me off. I was watching this morning. These people just don't understand it. And what you said is actually a quote I read from, like, I'm not big on religions and shit, but one Buddhist guy. I'm not actually a huge fan of Buddhism. People talk about Buddhism like it's the greatest thing in the world. Buddhism, in my mind, is like, it's loads of perception without judgment. Like, they perceive everything, but they don't judge, which is sometimes cool and sometimes it's stupid.
Right.
Sometimes you have to judge the world and judge people, you know?
Yeah.
But one of the things they said was absolutely true. When you hate someone, that's poison inside of you, not poison inside of them.
Yeah.
Like, it makes absolutely no difference to their life. Yeah. And you knew from your Twitter account now, and when I had my one, people sitting there desperate to upset me. Like, you're already upset.
Yeah.
So if I don't let you upset me, I win.
Exactly.
So fuck you. It's like, it's crazy. It's really crazy that people put all this energy into hating something else. It really is. It's sad.
I think why they do it is because it allows them to escape their reality of knowing. Like, so here's an example. If you're a loser, and I can focus my energy on hating on you and trying to prove that you're a loser,
yeah,
then it takes the attention off of me looking at my own self and realizing I'm a fucking idiot.
Absolutely, it's self-hate. I've said this loads of times. I said, if your life is perfect, if your life was genuinely the way you want it to be, you were genuinely a happy, contented person, you had everything you wanted, and you fucking, your life was completely on track, would you sit there hating Trump?
Exactly.
Would you fuck? You wouldn't care. You'd be like, I don't care. I'm busy. My life's good.
And even though we like him, we're not sitting here even worried about
him. Yeah, we don't give a shit because our lives are good. So we're not going to sit there and be like, oh, Trump, and writing him.
Or even being a fanboy. This can go the opposite, too.
Absolutely.
The people that are super fucking fanboys. Like, I respect Trump.
Yeah.
He's a G, obviously. But I'm not going to sit there writing and praising him all day.
Absolutely.
That's also a waste of energy.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't have to be necessarily negative energy. Your fucking energy should be focused on yourself. Listen, if you're not a millionaire, if you don't have hot girls, then you're not doing enough. That is literally that simple.
Your energy is all you have in life.
Exactly.
It's all you have in life. You've got to put it into something that's going to directly, absolutely, and positively affect you. People think politics is... I know people buy the politics trap because they believe that it's going to change their life.
Which is when Barack got into office, I remember I was sitting with this hot-ass Latin Instagram hoe. It's another story. In LA, and she was actually a Republican or whatever, but like we sat there, I'm like, fuck! And that was it.
Yeah.
And I literally, that was my reaction when they called it, and then went on to have to come out of fucking bullshit and to make money.
Yeah.
Like it literally didn't matter.
Yep.
It really did not matter. The only time it would really matter for the president is like they came in there like 75% tax or something.
Yeah.
Most of this shit doesn't matter. People worried about Roe versus Wade and shit. Like, they're going to take away abortion. It's not going to happen.
What's crazy
is if they did, go somewhere else.
Well, this is it. What we were saying earlier on in the course about being international. One of the main reasons we don't give a fuck about politics. How many countries you've been to in the last 3 months? Do you know the president? Do you know the president of Andorra? Do you fuck?
I want to know him.
Because if you travel properly and you've got fucking multiple passports, you're going here, there, and everywhere, you don't give a fuck who the president is. I roll up in the country, I don't know who's in charge. I don't give a shit. I do what I got to do and I leave. I make a mess and I'm out. Who cares? We're in Romania now. I've been here a fucking year and a half. I still only know the president's first name is Johan something. I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter to me. If you're jumping around all over the place, it doesn't matter. If you're stuck in one place and you're stuck working a job you hate and your wife's a fat bitch and you're stuck there and your life's shit, then you start, instead of looking at your own life and thinking, I need to change my life, you start thinking, well, maybe if the president was different, maybe if America was different. Like, no, your life's shit and you're stuck in one place. It's nothing to do with anything else.
I think that's a good point. I think a lot of people, specifically in America, that's why they're so depressed. Depressed, because it's a choice in that situation, is that they are stuck. Because think of it. Go to college, and what's the next step? You must get a mortgage. Why? Because it ties into that state, paying taxes.
Yep.
You must get married.
Yep.
If you get divorced, we're going to wreck your life.
Yep.
So it keeps them trapped.
I'm telling you, man, men are absolutely and utterly, in the Western world, I've traveled everywhere, and what I've seen is, and I've seen it with my own eyes, I've noticed two very important things. One, in poorer countries are more fun, and they're more free. The more poorer country is, the more free a country is. And two, the level of cuckness for men is much higher in a rich, civilized country. So the point I'm making,
soft.
Because it's soft. So what I notice is, like, if you go to countries that are poor, quote unquote poor, even here Romania is poor. There's no speed limits. We're burning around doing what we want. We act like idiots, psychos. We can say what we want. We have absolute free speech. We can do what we want. We have none of the problems, none of the fucking fake rape and all this bullshit you got in the West. None of it here. But it's a poor country. So the freedom of a population is directly linked to the wealth of a nation. And the reason that the people in America are so depressed is because the men, especially, because everyone gives a fuck about women. No one gives a fuck about men on this planet. Everyone talks constantly about women, how women feel, women this, women that. No one ever sits down and goes, you know what? Life's actually hard for a dude.
Yep.
And life's hard for a dude because even if you're born good looking, which none of us really are, because men are not beautiful creatures like females are, even if you're born exceptionally good looking, you still need to be witty and smart and have a nice car, have a nice apartment, and have confidence. I mean, you need all this shit, you're still not gonna get laid.
Yeah.
If the girl, you're born hot, you're done. I say, I'm done. I ain't gonna do nothing, I can be a moron. It's true. So life's hard as a man, but no one gives a shit about the mental health of men is because men are the fucking worker ants that pay the taxes to the rich companies and the rich in the rich countries. This is why these rich countries specifically try and cuck men, exactly as you said.
Yeah.
The Western world sits there and thinks, we don't want men like Andrew Tate and Christian McQueen, who free think. No. We don't want that. What we want is men who marry a wife who doesn't respect them, have kids who don't respect them, sit there semi-depressed, drinking beer and watching football, but their taxes are paid on time. Yeah. That's all they give a fuck about. And that's the reason these countries are rich. The reason the countries are rich is because you have a whole bunch of worker ants getting up at 5 a.m., going on the train, going to work, working all day, train home, wife's a bitch to them, fucking kids don't like them, jerking off the porn in the bathroom and going to sleep again. And that's their life. You tell me they're not depressed? And when I said depression wasn't real, they're like, "Oh, it is real." No, depressing situations are real. Shit, I'd be depressed if I was living that life. So were you. But it doesn't mean depression as a disease isn't real. Your life's just depressing. You live in a depressing situation. But this is what they want in the West. They want this because they want you to just sit there convinced that if you work hard enough or you follow the rules long enough, somehow it'll all be okay.
It's a fact. The other thing is, too, it's like the Viagra commercials. You see the old man, and they show, it's like a good-looking, older, white-haired man, and then a good-looking, which doesn't exist when a woman's past 50,
yeah,
good-looking, older, white woman. They're like walking through a park, and they're like, "You just need Viagra Cialis." Guaranteed, if that dude is 60 and you put a fucking 20-year-old hot-ass chick on his lap, he's not going to need Viagra.
Yeah.
But they make it acceptable.
Yeah.
"Oh, it's your problem. Yeah. You need to take this medicine so you can fuck her."
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. You don't want to fuck her. You've known her 40 years. And her pussy's got little gray pubes on it. Like, you don't want this.
It's true, man. Most people in their marriages are absolutely and utterly miserable. And I mean, my theory on marriage is, maybe my theory is a little bit extreme, but I truly believe, I think a man at the peak of his testosterone, and a man who is truly honest with himself, and I say this, and a lot of men disagree with me, so maybe people disagree. If a man's truly, truly honest with himself, he doesn't want to be with one girl for his whole life. Why are they pretending? Like, you may love a woman, and you may want kids with a woman, that's fine.
Exactly.
But to sit there, hand on heart, and say, "I never want to fuck anyone else ever again," is a fucking lie. It's a fucking lie. And you, because societal pressure has come along and telling you you should think that way, and that you're not normal if you think any other way, people cave into it. Let me tell you something. Maybe that old dude would still want to fuck his old wife if he got a little bit of side pussy now and then, and his fucking game was still on, and he ain't fucked his wife in a while, and he just looked at some new titties. Maybe he'd want to do it. But he's sitting there with the same fucking old pussy. He's like, "Oh, I'm bored of you.
I've had you for 43 years.
And men, evolutionarily, from a fucking
animal, to fuck multiple girls.
From an animalistic perspective, men are meant to run around, and we don't get pregnant. We're meant to run around and impregnate females. And I don't give a fuck. Like every other fucking mammal on earth. Look at mammals. That's what they do. They run around, they get things pregnant, they just run off. They don't care. So, yeah, society and blah, 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 we're a little bit more sophisticated than animals, but to sit there and pretend we do not have a biological urge to fuck multiple females is bullshit. It's fucking garbage. And that's why if I ever get married, which will never happen because I don't believe it has any benefits whatsoever, but even if I have a long-term girlfriend and she's effectively my wife, she knows I'm going to fuck girls. So I'm going to do. And our relationship is happier if I do that, because trust me, if I don't do that, I'm going to be miserable.
Exactly.
And so what's the point? You know, it's why we sit there fucking miserable looking at your stupid ass thinking, "I could go get fucked 10 girls. Be single."
In Moldova.
Literally. So yeah, man, it's all garbage. The Western world is absolutely a trap, and the trap is designed specifically for men.